Salutare tuturor și bine v-am regăsit la un alt fel de IGDLCC. Informații gratis despre lucruri care costă cu butoane și cu tranzistori, iar invitatul meu de astăzi este un om cu funcție destul de importantă, dar cu care am reușit să leg o relație de amiciție, cel puțin aș spune eu, de pe vremea când era șef la Huawei România. Între timp a făcut foarte multe chestii prin carieră și a revenit în România pentru lansarea unui brand, despre care o să vorbim probabil puțin pe parcursul interviului, pentru că l-am convins să vină să ne dea un interviu cât se poate de relaxat, atât cât se poate de relaxat, însă pentru un om de corporație și pe deasupra chineză. Invitatul meu de astăzi, și de aici o să trec în engleză, este Zachary Zhang. Hi Zach, welcome to the interview, welcome to the show.
Thank you so for invitation.
I've been telling the people that you agreed to come on an interview, which is pretty, let's say, pretty rare. It doesn't happen so often that I get on an interview high ranking, let's say, C levels from tech companies, because most of the time they come on scripted interviews, and you agreed to come in without questions in advance, which I appreciate.
Thank you, and also. Because I used to work in Romania, I like the people here, I'm familiar with the market, I really love this country. So I'm definitely, I wanted to use this chance to talk with you and our lovely Romanians.
Zach, you're pretty fond of Romania, but you're a well-traveled person.
Yes, exactly.
You've been all around the world, let's say. You've been working a lot, although you're pretty young.
Yeah, actually, after I graduate, I have 2 years in the headquarters of one company. And after that, I have 13 years overseas assignment. I used to work in North American countries, Latin American countries, and Europe.
So North America, South America, and then Europe.
Yeah.
And then back to China.
Yes.
And now back to Europe.
Yes, exactly.
So we got a chance to chat and let's say get friendly. When we traveled to China, I had the opportunity to visit the Huawei campus and the factories, and you were like our host. You were taking care of us for the trip.
Yeah, definitely. I think no matter for Chinese or Romania, we have quite a similar the culture. We treat the guests very well. We must show the best part of my home, my family, everything to you, and also let you see the truth. We don't need to hide anything. We admit for our advantage and disadvantage. And we are also happy to see this kind of part, because also will get us how to wear and how to improve.
Of course. Yeah. But beyond diplomacy and beyond just making a good host for some international travelers, we managed to have some interesting conversation and spend time just talking about culture and family and all that. And it's always going to be a nice memory for me when we went to hot pot, to get some hot pot.
Yeah. The things are kind of the same. And I think the food will help the different culture people easier to understand. Yeah. And once you have better understanding of the culture, a lot of things is easier for you to understand why it happened or where or should happen.
Because I, as a Romanian, I'm a big fan of ciorbă and soup and all that. But hot pot is like instant. It happens right there. And it's the best part of soup. So I thank you for the experience. Zach took me to Hai Di Lao, which is now an international chain. They expanded overseas. Now even in North America, I've seen they expanded.
Yeah, I also met and saw a lot in the stores globally. Not only in North America, maybe in some Asia country or some others.
But whenever they're going to come to Europe, I'm going to go visit. It's a very interesting concept. I encourage everyone to go check it out.
Okay, ask me. We can go together.
We should. I've been talking to Zach a few days prior that we would like to go back to China and see what's new. Because since we met, you are, let's say, our host. You are hosting for Huawei. At the time, you were representing the Romanian market, but a short time after you were promoted to HMS, the apps division, and then even sent overseas to the US. But now you're no longer with Huawei.
Yeah.
Or are you?
No, I'm not. Yeah, based on that deal, and I as part of that, was sold or transferred to the new company. It's an owner. We don't have any kind of relation or connection with Huawei anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, we are
legally,
and in fact, also, we don't have any kind of connections anymore. We cannot get any help. We can get any advice from them. We must run by ourselves.
Because I think this is the only way you could manage to transform from a company that was under, let's say, embargo. It's the entity list, and then have basically the same team. I've seen most of the old team, the people I've seen in Huawei, switched over to Honor now, and I think it must be complicated to effectively transform from a company to the other. But basically, most of the people are the same. What's changed behind the scenes?
Actually, I think we need to clarify two things first. Okay, so the thing is, for this kind of transaction or deal, it's not only the brand, property, and the teams.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a part of this deal. And the second, back to here, the things like, you know that we have a lot of, the team members which willing to join back to my team again. I'm very appreciative and thanks for their help and support.
And but you're basically competing now with old colleagues.
Yes, we are right now the same as other brand. We are competitor. So now the thing is, right now current our team members they are used to work in that period with me, but it's not from Huawei.
Okay.
Yeah, and right now the thing is, back to here, I have the experience here. They know me, and we are. Enhance our team. We are needed team members join me definitely. I will call the people which I'm familiar with and to see where there's intentions. And fortunately, some of them take the phone and take the offer and join the team and come to help the owner business in Romania.
So you're basically now the head of the region, CEE, so Central European and
Eastern.
East
European.
And the Nordic countries. So how many countries do you have on your list?
In the north part, four, and in the south part, I think too many.
Too many. But still, you're here for the launch, local launch of the brand. You're fond of Romania, which we need to be honest about it, is not a large market. It was a market for Huawei in the back, but for Honor, I cannot see how important or large is for the entire brand.
Yeah. So first, like this is how we measure the one country is important or not. It's not based on the population, not only based on the population or the business sizes. And here we also look at the potentials.
What is the potential in a country like Romania?
So the first, Romania is the second largest country in the Central and East Europe.
After
Poland, yes. And secondly, after 2 years to work here, I also admit and admire the country here. Well educated, work hard, honest, and have ambitions.
Yeah, but you could say that also about the Polish or the Czech.
Based on my experience, because I work in many countries, like you know, right? In some other state or the continental is different.
Okay.
Yeah, trust of my judgment, I think I could make like the right choice. So back to here, Romania really has potential, and based on your economy, the fingers. I know in the past the pandemic have this kind of back and forth, but something is not as expected. But in the past, we saw the economy and the business growth in Romania. And also you can find many, many companies going here to open the branch and keep investing here.
Okay.
And let me show another kind of this determination. We already have the local office company instead of use a branch or something. We have Honor Romania.
Okay.
Even before we started the business, to show our attitude and determination.
Well, basically, when the big Chinese companies come to the one market, they come with a plan, and it's always long term. They don't. Sometimes it seems that they are moving fast, but behind the scenes, there's always a plan. So if you're here, if the brand is here, I'm sure there's a plan behind it, unless the extraordinary happens, like it happened with Huawei, which was growing very fast, was getting ready to become leader of the market.
Almost there.
Exactly. It was almost there. So already have a success story behind you, and that success story didn't stop because of you. It was politics. We can agree? And I'm sure the people back home looked long and hard at the whole situation and decided, okay, we cannot go against this, so we're going to go another way. I'm going to ask you again, how different is Honor from Huawei actually? Because as long as Huawei cannot expand into Europe or the US, the company contracted. Many, many people left, but they haven't been necessarily replaced. Is that true?
It's a totally different company. And for, as you know, that Huawei is a big and have many kind of business field, right? But for Honor, we are dedicated on the device part for serving the consumer devices.
Yes.
And for us, and for Honor, which the company I'm working at, is dedicated on the provide the best experience and the loyalty and the innovative product to the consumer. So this is the current positioning of the owner.
Okay.
And what we are doing now.
So basically what the consumer is seeing is that the phones are now with Honor. Huawei is talking very little about phones, but mostly about ecosystem now. Laptops, monitors, even speakers or all kind of accessories. But no longer phones. But smartphones nowadays are very important for any technology brand. So having this on the Honor side, it's let's say not the best case scenario. It's not a dream solution.
Actually, back to this part is I think not only the Huawei brand, some other brand also consider the ecosystem is important, because that's true. Based on business insight, then the ecosystem is a bigger part or a necessary part of the whole entire solutions or
exactly.
your environment. I think it might be from daily life, no matter for you, for me, for others, of this kind of the smart lock, the air conditioning in the future, right? The, or already existed. So then I think that's quite important, and definitely for Honor, we also treat the ecosystem as a very important part of us. So
okay.
Another thing is right now the launch event last week we have is smartphone, but it doesn't mean we only have smartphone.
Okay.
Honor, we already have the rest the ecosystem products, no matter wearables, laptop, even the TV, the TV, and a lot of things around and support your daily life.
Okay.
Yeah, the thing is for us is the business strategy and our this kind of the steps in Romania and in other countries, we will really set step by step.
And first step is always bring in a good smartphone.
Yeah, must be a good smartphone. The thing is right now currently, definitely in the future, might be the main interest, we call it the main interest, right? Right now is the smartphone.
Main entrance?
Yeah.
Okay.
The thing is that you... providing the information about yourself and receive the information from the internet, right?
Okay.
To convenience your life. So right now the main interest or we call the main hub is the smartphone.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely in the future, what it will be might be to be a wearable devices or something else. Let's see the technology trend and the evolution. And the thing is right now still, smartphone is the main interest.
So you need a smartphone to get inside someone's life.
It is a convenience your life.
Yes.
Is used through the smartphone right now as kind of the pass to receive information, providing information, get the support.
Well, actually, if the human becomes part of the ecosystem, of the digital ecosystem, you need an entry point.
Yeah.
So that's the smartphone.
Right now it's smartphone. In the future, could be a kind of the information hub in your family, or could it be based on the technology development, there could be a wearable devices or something else.
I can see in your eyes you've seen that device already.
I haven't seen, but based on my business, the kind of experience in the past, I think it have the trend. In the past, everyone received information or get the support from the laptop, from the PC. And then it's a smartphone.
Of course.
Right? And what will be the next? What will be the most convenient one? Is it will be a glass or will be a wearable devices?
We've seen companies try with glasses. We had a lot of trial and error, mostly error with the glasses. Nobody figured glasses yet. Wearables, getting there. Even big, let's say, companies that are focusing on sports smartwatches, they are looking at the success of Huawei with the Watch series, where battery life was exceptional. It still is. It's some of the best in industry. Algorithms and all that. So, ecosystem. But still, for the time being, the phone, the smartphone, is the entry.
Yeah, currently, the current time point, we must see the smartphone still this one entry or big the main entry of this kind of life. And what I'm saying, the wearable, is not only a watch. Something is you wear, might not be a watch.
Okay.
So they say we have open man to imagine in the future what kind of will be the life. Everything will be definitely the innovation will really shock you. So the things we might not just look at the watch.
Okay. I'm ready for that because I don't know if you know, but I got implanted a few years back with a chip, a glass chip. It has an NFC tag inside.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a glass, a small capsule inside here. No battery, no GPS, no 5G, but people still are afraid when they hear, oh my God, you're crazy. You put a chip inside you. And I say, yeah, it's basic. It's NFC. So should I imagine something implantable?
Well, that will cross my knowledge field. That will cross from tech even to the medical part. It's
yes.
Hard to see. Yeah, if we open minded to see that, could be. But that also will involve another field of concern and conflict.
Of course.
So nonsense. We can focus or switch back to see. Okay, how could put this main entry more convenient? Right. Nonsense.
Yes.
Definitely. Even for the phones, people will complain battery life, the size, everything. Okay. The issue are there. Let's solve this first, and then to see is like you mentioned, is a wearable or planted.
Yes, but we're going to get there one day or the other, or maybe not, because people are still reluctant to understand the difference between a badge, a credit card, or a glass chip. So there's still people that you're going to see in the comments down below. Some people are going to say, oh my God, you're crazy. Although it's old news, you can actually do it and it's not even dangerous. But still, technology, at first contact, if technology is really great, is magic. Phones are not magic anymore. Phones are just an entryway into the ecosystem. And nowadays, the evolution from one generation to the other is incremental. But they're still important because this is how the brand creates loyalty. You need to have the first product in the hand of your user and get their customer to turn into, I don't know, a fan, a happy consumer.
Mm-hmm.
So how important is the phone still from a commercial point of view? Because from what I see, even big companies that wanted to quit the smartphone industry still present some smartphones every year. I'm going to drop some names, even I'm going to say about Sony. Mm-hmm. They deliver a lot of great sensors. They're not focused on selling phones, but they show some phones every year. How important is the phone still for the industry?
For this industry, everyone know that the phone already become one, you must have device in your life. Right now, I didn't see as kind of adult, right? They cannot, afford the leave of phone might be over hours. The thing is because in the past, you can receive information from multiple ways, but now all transfer to the digital part.
Okay.
And the most convenient way is your phone.
Of course.
Right? back to what my concept is. In the future, the root is you need one kind of device to access the digital world and receive information and find out what you need. Okay, now in the form factor is the phone.
Yes.
In the future, everything could be. So, okay, back now to the phone business. Still, that proves right now phone still is a kind of very important device for our and people's daily life. So now the thing for us is the same. You saw it. We launched a full portfolio here, right? Covered all the kind of segments. So the phone still quite important.
It's important to get the device in the hand of your consumer, and then most probably you can sell them vacuum cleaners.
Yeah,
and
the thing is
TVs,
everything around,
even an electric car.
Yeah, in the future, yeah, why not? The thing that the phone could be the key or something identification kind of part of the car or something.
You can control from your phone a smart plug. You can control a video camera. You can control the car and all that. So it's actually like a window, a key. It's the multi-tool.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm a guy. I'm trying all the new things. What you said, I already experienced.
Of course.
Yeah.
You should.
Through the phone to control my car, control everything, vacuum cleaner, everything, curtain, everything.
But you're one of the guys that have been there and are still there. Now you're doing, let's say management, marketing, sales, stuff like that. But you've been very deep into the technology as head of the HMS, of the software platform, of the development. You've seen hardware that has never been released. Is that true?
Yeah, I think the potential still there. There's a lot of new technology is seeking for the proper scenario to be released. Really convenient life. The thing is, I also joking with my friends, is all the innovation for the lazy, right?
Okay.
People trying to lazy to have the innovation. So another thing is a lot of the hardware and the engineers, they are still working on that to convenient your life, to release us to have some more thing, more important things to be done.
But at this time, engineers are just fine-tuning the smartphone as we know it. A smart screen with some computing power, connectivity, battery, and all that. But is it my guess that what we're seeing is just the tip of the iceberg? Because if you wanted to make the best communications device ever made today with today's technology, would it be a smartphone still?
Mainly come from the smartphone because, as mentioned right now, that smartphone still attract everyone's eyes and also keep open your eyes to something else. The thing in the very beginning is it might be funny, and let me use this word, funny, but it's kind of inspiring or just like a fire spark. And then could be at least very big. And at the very beginning, a phone have a camera. People can see there, come on. This the megapixel is low, the quality of picture is not good. But after years, for the major of consumer, I cannot remember how many years before is my last time to buy a digital camera.
Exactly.
Yeah. And meanwhile, the things is also for the laptop, for the PCs, right? And now the things, some innovation at the current stage, you look at it funny, but maybe will inspire a lot of the genius.
Of course, but let's get a little more specific.
Yeah.
Because again, I know you have access to hardware that is even pre-production in beta testing and stuff like that. I got a chance to the first time see the first foldable from Huawei, the Mate X with 5G. And we tested it in Shenzhen on 5G and it was amazing. And that was sci-fi even for today. To have a foldable phone that connects to 5G networks, but that's already real life back in China. It's already there. So China is leading the way in terms of technology. But even so, if we agree that 5G and foldable phones are already today, not for most of us, but it's today's technology. What's next? What's beyond that? Because we already have flexible screens. We have cameras behind the screens. What's next?
Let me give you just one example, the story. Like, at the very beginning, for the 4G technologies in China. Let's use China as one example. You know that the WeChat Pay or Alipay, very popular. Yes. China is non-random, like no cash, right?
Yes.
So at the beginning, what kind of the root technology is 4G? There's a very, there's almost a no latency, right? Very low latency.
Yes.
Yeah. At the very beginning for the 4G, the technology development, and at that time, who knows this technology will help this kind of payment.
Okay.
Right. So none of the things is in the whole the society of the engineers, someone working on this kind of base technology development, someone on the application part. So none of the things for the innovation. Let me give another example. In my concept, I never consider just lay the spec, I mean the parameters, called as innovation. Innovation means based on the existing technology, you combine them together, really convenience life.
Of course.
Remember some brand also in the past, you know that, they put the phone, you can drag the files, right? What's the root NFC and some software things, right? It's not, if you consider the root technology, it's not innovated by them. But this one, this feature was innovated by them and really convenient in your life.
Of course.
So in the future, we are happy to see such kind of things, not just to see the parameters, right?
Yes, but you need parameters to start from. So now you have phones that you deliver the magic, the Honor Magic with a charger that's, how many watts, 60?
100.
80, 100? Okay. So charging a phone in 30 minutes, and that's very similar to what's happening in the automotive industry. So very fast charge, 100 watt on a phone is amazing. It's a lot. So, but I'm sure in development there's even faster speeds. For cameras, we've seen cameras with 10x optical zoom. You also have that. So many phones already have that. So we have optical zoom. We have very fast charging. We have flexible phones. You even have a foldable magic phone, which is not available yet in this market.
Yeah, but you will see that not too long.
Okay, wait and see. But also a foldable device. What kind of hardware should I look forward to in the future? What are other improvements should I expect?
Yeah, the thing is, for right now in our R&D teams, they are also analyzing your pain point. For example, why they are keep increasing the charging speed? Because no one wants to spend waste time on the charging part. Because the charging part is you need to leave the phone there or to temporary out of the phone. But the things right now, the phone is quite important. We need to get a lot of things, no matter for work, for your entertainment, through there, through your devices.
Yes.
So, okay, this is one part of the pain point. And also for the camera part. So in the past, we know some of this kind of insight or the survey, we found of 80, even more pictures was took right now in this world was taken by the phones instead of professional or cameras.
Yes.
So it's more important. So now the things they are working to first to find your pinpoint during daily life and to see how to first, whether I can solve it and how I solve it. And to give you slightly under the surprise.
Okay.
Yeah, like we know in the past, this kind of fast charge or supercharge, no one expected it on there, right? But once it was released, everyone was happy on there. So right now, back to here, this 100 volt of the charge also will release you a lot of pressures. Right, I don't worry about my phone and to check whether give me 15 minutes or 30 minutes down.
Yes, but also the charger is very good to charge laptops and all kind of things.
We put it in a box,
and it's in the box. I wish I could buy it separately. Is it going to be available as an accessory?
Yes, definitely. The thing is, that I know for everyone, one can have one in the home, one in the office.
Of course. And eventually one in the car.
Yeah.
Plugged straight to the car. Okay, so we touched upon some technology and stuff like that. What about the ecosystem? When do you think you're going to expand the ecosystem locally?
So none of the things that we just start with all channels and with our whole portfolio of smartphones. And we are planning to next will be the ecosystem mainly from the wearables, tablets, and laptops. And then some tons of product. We needed to first, based on current business situation, most is the consumer demand to see what will be the right product to release and launch here.
Okay.
Now, if you ask the very detailed date right now,
no,
it's hard.
I'm sure you cannot offer me that. But the simple fact that you own your own research, R&D, and I've seen some photos of your campus, really amazing. I can't wait to visit. But nowadays, just having your own development and your own factories is a game changer. It might sound brutal, but you don't actually need to have the best product. You just need to have enough products.
No, the thing is for us, we win by quality, not quantity.
Also by pricing, because you can afford to manufacture at a reasonable price.
Yeah, the things the right now we also did what you said, give a reasonable price and affordable price.
During the launch event here in Romania, I was in the back talking with some friends, and we were betting on how low will you gonna go with the price, because the prices you are offering for your smartphones are highly competitive for 2022. How can you manage that?
If I can, or we even want to lower, but the things is like this, everything have a range, right? So the things is for us is I need to show off is we understand this market and we pick the right product, because for this whole company we are not only have four phones, right? We only pick these four is we think based on current business data and the economy and everything is right now is the right product and with the right price.
So but you chose four phones that are good for this market?
Yes.
From how many?
More than nine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you chose four devices to bring to the market. Mm-hmm. Three of those are more or less budget. Mm-hmm. And one is, let's say, a flagship.
Yeah.
But you actually managed to bring those devices. And I looked on the prices, and they're even competitive for India, which is a very competitive market. So you brought the prices as low as possible because, let's say, the brand is still fresh, is brand new to the market, and you need to get in, and people know about you. And there's also the leadership of Samsung, which is seems untouchable. It's so very, very far, far and up and over there. How long do you think it's going to take for you to bring products for a competitive price in this market to actually become a contender for, let's say, third or second place?
Yeah, another thing for us is we don't think the business here, like a 100 meters quick race, is a long race. The thing for us is first, from the engineer and the technology preparation, we don't have any kind of doubt. So now the thing is we need to let more and more consumers know about us and the touch and the feel, use our phone. And this confidence is not I give, it's they give to us.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, we will on the red track to do everything right. This time, Pure Road.
It's going to take a while because for Huawei to become so well known took at least 7 or 8 years here.
Yes. So none of the things that's also kind of an advantage of us. And luckily, we experienced those Pure Road of Huawei. But we cannot even take any piece of paper from there, but I have here.
Okay, so that experience.
The experience here is on the things that we will do the right thing and then do the thing right. And so that's why, since at the beginning, we launched the flagships to let people see, touch, use, and make the comparison. Okay. We have this kind of confidence, because this kind of comparison also is kind of a world to our engineer. Because we know we have the confidence we will not lose in the competition for the experience part.
Because in terms of experience, the company managed to get as many engineers as possible, as many as it needs, and you got a full campus, And also the production is very efficient. I've seen some numbers that how many people are on the assembly line effectively? Less than five.
Yes. Okay. You waste one time. Okay. Give me a number.
I don't know. Four people on the assembly line?
Less.
Three.
Yes.
Okay. What are those people doing on the assembly? So where you bring in pieces, the robots assemble the phone, and there is three people on the assembly line doing what?
It's just monitoring the status of the equipment.
Oh, so just
Watching that. They're watching. Yeah. The thing is, they don't need to use a screwdriver to fasten the screw. No, they just monitor every equipment that works well. Another thing is good use of the robots also will help the quality control because everything is the same.
Yes.
For human, definitely you have some difference.
So this is the way you can assure that you're going to be able to produce big quantities for a price that you can control. More or
the
less.
Quality. And mainly it's for the quality.
And also for quality.
Yeah. Because as I told you, because it's all the robots, right? For example, how heavy the screw to fasten the screw is fixed, right? If a human, everyone will be different. Even for yourself, different screw is not the same, right?
Yes.
Just one example, and I'm not saying exactly, right? So, and also mean for other kind of process, the consistency is of robot definitely better than human.
Yes.
So that means the quality will be the same.
Yes.
We are not showing off is a handmade phone. We don't need that one, right?
So could you make a like a commercial where it says on the box this phone wasn't touched by a human?
We need it touched by human.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can expect that one is this phone is handmade by Zach to Jordan.
So the first hand that touches the phone most probably is going to be the user.
Most of you.
Okay. I've read the story of a big company, a big factory in China that was producing air conditioning units. And they switched to robots and they sent home, let's say, something in more than 20,000 employees. Is that really the case? Because from what I hear, even China has a problem that we Romanians have, is that is getting harder and harder to find qualified people for the job. So are you using so much technology because you want to avoid, let's say, error, human error? Or is labor hard to find now?
Yeah, none of the things I compare with, I'm not expert for the air conditioning business, but I think for our part is a very a tiny product and need consistency. I think robot is better than human.
Okay.
Yeah.
But robots are still expensive. So if you put robots in, it means humans became more expensive than the robots.
That is depend on how you measure that. Like I said, is we use the robot is more for the quality control and the consistency, right? Not for the price. You are right. Right now is maybe use the human product line is expensive, cheaper than the robot line, but we still use the robot. I don't know, check the cost. So the things that I'm trying to see is we use the robot is more for the higher quality control and the consistency on the product production.
So if I took an assembly line with people, and we've seen the photos of workers in those factories with bonnets on and gloves and working on the phones, many, many, many people, hundreds and thousands of people, and we go onto the assembly line, only robots, what is the margin of error? How many products in percentage are damaged or are fail at the end of the assembly line?
Yeah, I didn't check this number. Okay. It's a good question. I need to make up this knowledge of myself. I need to check with the production part.
So in terms of error, maybe it's going to be interesting to check. Maybe we can check together someday. But in terms of cost, so is it actually cheaper with robots or the human labor is still cheaper?
I don't have a currency number, but based on my experience, I think robots are expensive.
Robots are still expensive?
Yes.
So why are so many Chinese companies turning to robots if it's still expensive?
Yeah, so like I mentioned, use the robot.
Only quality?
Quality control.
Only quality?
Yeah.
Okay, because this is also a cost. So if you have a business, you're going to focus on the the total cost. Yeah, you're going to put it into the spreadsheet and is it positive or negative? Because Chinese companies have different markets. And I used to see in all kind of fairs, conventions, CES, MWC and IFA, I used to see in the past companies that were selling very, very cheap phones. Nowadays, they are almost gone. So it becomes harder and harder to find very cheap phones. Are those factories out of business or have they turned to something else?
So, for example, some brand you can...
Let's say there was this guy's Ulefone or Homebot. Homo...
Okay, yeah.
All kind of very, very low, let's say low brands. They are doing very, very cheap phones.
I think that's also proved one thing. Consumer now is chasing for the experience. Mainly is experience. I think the first condition will be experience and then... is price.
Experience first, price second.
Yeah. Otherwise, those kind of brands should be there.
Okay. I wanted to say it's different than that, but it's actually not. I've seen, let's say, poor people that don't have enough money, but they still went out and bought a cheaper version from a well-known brand.
Yeah. Why?
Why? Why is that?
Because this brand already proved is trustable.
Okay.
Right. So this is what Honor is going to deliver and proved. It's a trustable brand.
Okay. Because nowadays, when someone in Romania wants a cheap phone, they're going to go ahead and buy an A series from Samsung. It's cheap. It's reliable. It's a pretty good phone for the price. So you got competition from there. But if you go higher, even Apple nowadays is competitive in the cheap phone industry. Yeah, you can get. It's not going to be a big screen, not high resolution, but it's an Apple product.
Yeah, another thing like this, like I mentioned, is we will deliver a surprise. The surprise is the fact over your expectation, not the surprise. Like Murphy's Law, right?
Yeah.
You got a phone. I don't believe one phone could only use several months and have issue. Okay, have issue, no problem. But I cannot find where I can fix it.
Okay.
This is kind of surprise. I think we must avoid, and I think it will never happen. And we will keep providing surprises. Was wow, I didn't imagine or consider this one could make this happen.
It's easy to put a cheap phone in the hands of a customer, but it's going to be very complicated to put the second phone from your brand in their hands.
Yes.
And this is what you understand now very, very well.
Yes. So that's why after we have the company here, and I think the first supplier we have is after sales service.
Okay.
Yeah. Even we have the confidence the repair rate will not that high. But we already have them there. Is we must avoid or never let this surprise happen.
Because usually in the past, I'm not sure if you know this, but there was this saying about Chinese products. When you said Chinese products, people were okay. So it's a cheap product, cheap not only in terms of pricing but also in terms of quality. People only knew that because this is what they were seeing. And they were buying what they could afford. But nowadays, a Chinese product is very hard to find a poor quality Chinese product. So how this change came to be? How did Chinese companies understand that you cannot just sell cheap stuff and resell again and again and again a cheap product to your customer?
Yeah, I think this not only happened in China or the China trade business to globally, but also like you mentioned, during those kind of no matter CES or some of this kind of exhibition, the cheap phone provider disappear the same. The thing is that if you want to run longer, you need to know what will help you to run longer.
Okay.
It's the quality and everything, the trust. The trust you build might be used one century, if you break it, it might be in one day.
Of course, but still.
That is another thing. Okay. Maybe recall you one brand disappeared in China.
Which one?
Because they treat the market different. And once they have some crisis, globally they recall the phone, but in China they didn't, so they disappeared. You can dig it out.
Come on, you can't tell me. No?
No.
What brand? It's going to be between us and our viewers. It's going to be a secret.
Yeah, you offend it.
Okay.
Yeah, you have that is, I'm not to find something how to unseal. You can find it from through Google.
So even in China, if you sell a low quality device, you're gonna get let's say bad press, and people are gonna push you out.
The things like after the economy developed, people will find my time. The opportunity cost is one cost.
Opportunity cost,
right.
Is one
or time cost. I use this one. Okay, for example, I buy a cheap product. I use this 2 hours. It's broken. I need to spend another 2 hours to buy a new one back. This 2 hours is cost.
Of course.
Right. People, the decision and the material come from choice and choice. Wrong choice will help you, right? Will teach you.
Yes.
So everyone globally, no matter here or China, the consumer was betrayed.
Yes. China is a very big country with a lot of people, but the consumers are getting more and more experienced, more and more savvy. And I've read these amazing stories about Chinese customers from Tesla, which went to the company and said, I want my money back. This car is not brand new. The computer is from last year. It was the FSD 2.5 instead of the latest 3.0. Or they had battery problems when the first LFP batteries came out. So I've been watching this and I've seen that actually a big company like Tesla with a factory there, with a lot of support, even from the government, had to solve a PR crisis because of bad products. Because they imagined they could sell lower quality products in China. So are there any markets now where you can actually sell cheap stuff and get
I didn't offend it in the world. I didn't offend it in the world because I don't think the technology.
Africa, Philippines.
Well, no, why? We should treat anywhere very fair. And another thing is like that. Some bad habit in the past of the trade, the business part, right? They use the information unclear or untransparent, unfair to make this kind of. But now look, the world is flat. You can get any kind of information from the internet.
Okay.
And the thing is,
the world is flat, not Earth.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That will change another kind of business. The knowledge failed. Yeah. Another. Another thing is, people could get the information easily and more complicated and sufficient. Mm-hmm. And secondly, for the business part, if you win by trick, definitely you cannot run very long, very far.
Yeah, but there's still some tricks getting on Alibaba or AliExpress. You can still find some cheap products that have very, very interesting photos. But it's getting harder and harder to find fakes.
Yeah.
Actual fakes, so copies one-to-one, is getting harder and harder to find fakes.
Yeah, the thing is quite simple. If you want to buy a storage card, you know the average price. If you find someone is cheaper than others, well, the first thought of you what it is.
Of course, it's a fake.
There's something wrong there, right?
Of course, it cannot be me, the only person that will find the best deal on earth.
Yeah.
Of course. But like you said, you learn by mistakes.
Yeah. How about you?
Well, we have Radu for this, and he bought, when we last traveled to Asia, he knew there were fakes, and he bought a pair of shoes and some earbuds just to test if they look or feel the same. Even the fakes were pretty good. The prices were pretty low, and he even found an actual original product, a pair of shoes that were original but heavily discounted. So sometimes you could find an original heavily discounted, which is at the same price with a fake. Because brands nowadays do a lot of sales and, you know, the outlets and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to dig deeper into the business. I want to talk a little bit about yourself. Mm-hmm. I got a chance to talk to you and understand a little bit about how do you build a career as a Chinese professional. And you're one of, let's say, in corporate China, one of the professionals that travels a lot, does a lot of business and expands overseas. How much of you is still China and how much of you is, let's say, global, a global person? Because I'm pretty sure you've lived outside of China more than inside China.
After graduate.
But yeah, but you graduated.
The thing is, definitely, I graduated at 24, right, from university. 24 years in China, and then plus 2 years in China is 26 years. And right now it's only, and after that, the 13 years, okay, oh my God, I leaked my age, okay? So after that, the 13 years is all in overseas.
Okay, globally. So you're getting close to 40, something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, you're young.
Thank you.
So you're getting close to 40, and throughout your career, you've been mostly overseas.
Yes.
And you've been exposed to American culture, Latin American, European culture. How is it to you understanding going for so many cultures, but still being Chinese?
Before this one, I also wanted to show something is how easier I adapt to the locals. So since the first, no matter where I went, I will open my ear and eyes, just listen. And here, I will not take one positioning to judge this. Mm-hmm. You get my point?
Okay.
Yeah. For example, from China to US, then to US to Mexico, I didn't give a pre-positioning before I entered to this culture.
Okay.
Right. Everyone, every country, and
pretty different culture.
Yes, the culture is there. They definitely have a reason why. Right, and also have a necessary and this kind of unique flavor of themselves.
Okay,
just adopt yourself into it first, and then you have a whole picture, and then you could know more, and then could help you make right choice and decisions.
But how much can you adapt to a culture you go to, because you come from a big culture? China is one of the oldest cultures on earth. It's huge. The culture is immense, and the country is big. There's a lot of people behind you, and you know you come from the largest.
Never argue. Listen and watch. Okay. Don't pre-position yourself. See, the thing is, since we met, right, quickly we make friends. I didn't treat I'm from a bigger country, bigger company, and I treat everyone very fair and clear, right? You can feel that. The thing is also help me a lot, because I also could learn from you a lot, from you, from everyone I met.
Okay.
Yeah, the thing is that I never consider my brain already full of knowledge or I'm better than you. I will find the part you better than me, and to see okay where it come from, and know more knowledge and get from you to myself. Okay. And the information and knowledge I get more and more and more, it will help me to make the right decision.
But what can actually help mm-hmm. you? Because there's many cities in China that are larger than Romania by population.
Yeah.
So again, it's a huge culture, and I know there's also cultural barriers and differences between China and any other country in the world. When you're the biggest country and you know you have such a long history and such a long legacy, it's very hard to accept you're going to have to learn something from Romania, Mexico, or even the US, which is a young country. What do you feel that you actually got from those countries you traveled to?
Yeah, let me show you one thing. In the past, from a lot of movies, we have a wrong this kind of concept of a U.S. person, right? Yeah, they are rich, they might be enjoy life. But one example, that is 5 a.m. and in the Washington, D.C. airport, a lot of I think that should be bankers or millionaires take the flew to the West Coast to attend the meetings. And then at the night, took the right eye, the flight, come back to home. So this still work that hard. Why can't me? Right?
Well, from what I know, China has a very, very strong work culture. There's a lot of sayings. Most of the sayings in China are connected to work, to hard work.
Give me one thing is, you know, in China, you have multiple, many the destiny, right?
Yes.
So definitely that is the war. People was killed, right? It's the one called, one destiny called the Sui, X-U. Sui, yeah.
Okay.
After the was destroyed, the capital was totally destroyed and the people was killed there. After 20 years, based on that record, some of the very old book, there's a record after 20 years, for there's a window, this kind of the hinge. After the destroyed 20 years, the hinge in that city was gold, made it by gold. Why? Because people...
The hinge?
Yeah, or the hinge, or the door, right?
Okay.
The hinge.
Made out of gold.
Yes, made out of gold. So since after 20 years, by hard working, they rebuild and reconstruct.
Of course.
Based on the culture and the historical things, you can find the historically and now the Chinese, the wealth or the treasure not come from a robot. It's not a robbery or steal or conquer some other country or steal the others. It's made by themselves.
Of course.
Yeah.
So the work culture is very, very strong. And I've been reading a lot about this lately because I wanted to understand. And there's this saying that keeps coming back into my mind. And it comes from the rice growers. It goes like, no man that rises every day before sunrise will leave his family without food or something like this. So the basic was, if you rise every day before sunrise,
mm-hmm.
you'll be able to provide plenty for your family.
Okay.
So this is one of the Chinese proverbs which come from the rice paddies, from the rice farms. So this is the Chinese culture of working hard every day, even in school and stuff like that. And it's also this myth of the Chinese kids which are better in maths, in mathematics. You know about this?
Yeah, everyone joking about this.
Yeah, but it's true.
Based on the situation and the phenomena, yes, we are good at mathematics.
Okay. Because they say that because the farms were small, people had to be entrepreneurs to handle their crops and also calculate all the variables like water, fertilizer, which kind of rice to grow, stuff like that.
I don't know. Maybe come from DNA. And yeah, what story you told me? It's my first time to hear it about.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
It's in Malcolm Gladwell's Outliers. So they talk a lot about how does a culture brings up so many people that are hardworking and mm-hmm. focusing a lot, and also it's even language. You can actually memorize 10 numbers instead of 6 like Europeans, because it takes 2 seconds to say 10 numbers. Is it true?
Yeah. Okay. I can practice now. What? 一二三四五六七八九十.
So how many numbers did you say?
10. From 1 to 10. 一二三四五六七八九十. Finished.
So for me to count from 1 to 10 is going to take much longer.
Yeah, maybe it's a good advantage to us, you mentioned for the mathematics.
So coming from a culture of hardworking people that are very good with mathematics, at least calculus, let's say, and handling a very, very, let's say, the crops and the daily life and working a lot, gives you a kind of work ethic and a work culture that you know you will succeed. But you still work a lot. You've been working a lot. And I'm sure as a C-level in the company, you're pretty well paid. Why do you work?
Since the work is for you, for your life is quite important. It must be a part of your life, right? The work, what I have now is not only for myself, right? Okay, maybe someone will say, hey, this is bullshit, but this work, no matter yours and mine, your and my, our work also is help for the whole society, even for the human society, right? We are helping to improve everything. It's not only for survive. And also another thing for me, what is keep inspiring me, motivating me is, okay, we are doing something in the past who never be founded or innovated or would be done.
Okay.
If for you the same, right?
Not necessarily, because if you look back into Romanian culture, Romanian peasants wouldn't work during the winter. They would almost hibernate.
Yeah, because
there was nothing to do.
Yeah, because agriculture oriented the culture. Yeah.
And it's been like this for thousands of years.
Same in China, because in the north part of China is the same. In the wintertime, you cannot, the agriculture is, they are sleeping there. You can do nothing, right?
Okay.
Yeah, the same, but not only is not the agriculture, it's a lot of different business field and the type of business that's not too much related to the weather.
Okay. But still, again, coming back to your career, you've been working and traveling for the past 13 years already.
Yeah.
So for a C-level, for a manager of your level, I'm sure you earn enough to have a decent life back home. But you still work. You want to do more.
Yeah. I wanted to see where is my peak is.
Okay. And where do you see yourself in the next few years? What would you like to achieve?
I want to achieve is to help this brand to back to the what I trying or almost there, that level. And really to help once to work together with my colleagues, work together to bring this brand to really be the number one.
So it sounds personal to you. It sounds like it's very important for yourself.
Yeah. Consider like that I already spent 13 years in this industry, and we almost reached our target there. And now, okay, another chance.
And your target was to become the number one smartphone brand in the world.
Personal devices.
Personal devices.
Because remember what I said is...
Yes, it's not only smartphones.
Yeah.
And Huawei was almost there to become number one.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to do it all over again.
Yes.
Even though you were stopped by force. And you're going to do it again in spite of that.
Yeah. There's one story you can find. It's the old man in front of his home, and he have three big mountains, right? And for him, he said, I will use myself, my son, my grandson to move these three mountains away from my home. Okay. I will send it. That also kind of stories we learned in the past. So you will see the determination of for the culture part which will drive us during the daily life and the walk.
Yeah, I could see that. And I see that also in you. And whenever you talk about it, you become a little more serious. But still, that is very, very important work. And you put your heart into it. And it sounds personal. Again, it's a cultural difference, because I can see that, okay, in the US, the Americans are very focused on their work. And they work for their company. They put their heart and soul into that company, but only in the allotted time. Also, Romanians will work for their companies, but not put so much heart into it. Some of them will, but most of them won't. And there's a very, very different way of looking at life, because you work, like you said, as a way of life. This is something you want to achieve, and this is what you do. But in the Western civilization, most people look at work as a way of providing for themselves and spend their extra time doing anything else.
Yeah, if back to this part, I think from my personal, based on my some reading from the books, right, that also is depend on 1,000 years or 100 years before the society, what it will be. In China and in Europe, it's totally different. In China, it's a big union, the country, very big.
Yes.
Right. But in in the Europe is different. I think my from this part drive some of this kind of difference.
Of course. But also China has very, very different smaller cultures, but they are very, very well knit together. In Europe, we are, or the Western society, we are more individual.
Yeah, individual and independent, yeah.
So in China, people don't actually talk so much about what they want. They talk about us.
Yes.
Instead of I.
Yes. For us, right? That's, well, definitely to involve another world is sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
Yes. Because, right? The things that definitely the individuals or your own this kind of part needed to follows us instead of I, right? Your us is higher than I.
Yes, us is more important than I mm-hmm. in the Chinese culture.
Yeah.
But in Romanian culture and Western culture, I is more important than us.
Yeah.
I have a responsibility in the face of us. But us is not more important than I.
You know, the things that give you another example, in Chinese, the caricature about the country, right? In country, this word translated to Chinese, it will come from two letters. These two letters actually is this word, right? To be a Chinese word, it's called guojia. This two pronunciation, one is country, one is home. They put it together. To be a word equal to country. That means that you must have country first and then you have your home. If you don't have the country, okay. Even you have a home, it's just a symbol, not a physical. No one protect you. Today you could be here, tomorrow you'll be here. But if you have a solid, powerful country, everything is there.
So China is actually is country and home together?
Use these two letters to be a word means country.
Okay. Okay.
Interesting, huh?
Interesting, yes. But again, you're traveling a lot for the company, and also the company has enough trust to let you still travel and go abroad and do business without so much control as if you were, let's say, in the office. Our optic from where we see things, Chinese companies are very, very well organized. They seem, let's say, extremely well organized. So how does it look as a structure? Who do you answer to? Because you're already a region manager.
Okay, I back to here. I needed to share my opinion. Actually, for this kind of modern life and structure, we also learned a lot from Western Europe, okay. Western countries, and Western the companies.
Okay.
But since the same as what I said, we always listen and learning and keep listening and optimize ourselves. But since we didn't consider, okay, current, we are the best in the world. You can find that we never see that. So okay. we are the best in the world. No, we just consider, okay, we still have someone better than me. Not overall, but some part. Okay, we still needed to learn and optimize and put ourselves better.
Okay. Yeah, but I know it's a matter of pride for the Chinese to know this is the largest country by population in the world, at least until this year. Because I've heard... after the latest count, the Indians are now more in
population,
numbers.
You mean? Okay.
In population. Mm-hmm. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I saw it.
Is this a topic? Is something people talk about?
In China, no. We didn't talk about it.
Because I've seen some tensions between Indians and Chinese because I'm the biggest country. No, I'm the biggest country. So now we're talking about more than a billion, 1.4,
1.5, something
like
this.
Yeah, it's huge. And no, I got more millions than you and stuff like that. It sounds like a friction and a tension. There is tension between China and India now.
Yeah, for us, I can tell you that is in China, no one too much care about who is the biggest population in the world.
Okay, but they care about how the U.S. Stopped some Chinese companies expanding.
we cannot see the domain, and also we cannot see they are too much take care of that part. The things that they are looking for, the better life, how we could put everyone or myself the life better. The things is used by the hard working and keep learning. Honestly, I'm not see that it's kind of too formal or official things, but that's the facts.
Whenever you're faced with, let's say, missed opportunities or pushback, the Chinese always fall back on work, hard work, and keep pushing.
And keep pushing and find the solution.
So working and solution, it's like ants. You know, when someone breaks the ants' home,
yeah,
ants don't stop and argue about who's responsible. They start rebuilding.
Let's see.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's say, I don't know, maybe I'm going too far, but you've been stopped once. What happens if you're going to be stopped again? Are you going to restart working again on a third company?
Yeah, the thing is, every failure, we will learn from that and trying to avoid. Right. The thing is, as same as no matter it's a Chinese person or the Romanian, right? If you fall down once in this place, next time you will fall down or not.
Okay. So you're sure you're not going to fall again on this?
We must try our best.
You're going to try your best, but you're not writing the rules. So we're going to see. We'll see about this. One last thing, if you agree, I'd like to ask you a very tiny bit about your personal life.
Mm-hmm.
I know you have a family back home.
Yeah.
And when you say country home is China.
Yeah.
And your family is still there while you're traveling.
Yeah, the thing is, and one thing personally is for my target, my own personal target and my aim, right? Second, also, I want to give a good example to my son.
To your son?
Yeah.
How old is he?
7 years.
Seven.
Almost, yeah. In this December, there will be eight.
But we were talking about this, and again, you don't need to share more than you feel like it. But you've been traveling for the past 13, so he's seven. For the past 7 years, do you ever think about how much time you get to spend with your son?
Yeah, it's my bad. Definitely, I will compensate him in the future. Since it's a good question, I also consider is, if I back at home, right, the survival will not be an issue for me, but what I can give to him, except the survival conditions, right?
Okay.
Yeah, what I can give to him? The thing is, as a man, you must have a solid target and conquer that. That's more important, right?
So this is the lesson you are teaching.
Yeah. I didn't see is right away something, because everyone has their own situation, right? So for me, so right now I'm choosing this way.
Okay.
Yeah, the good thing is, I'm living abroad, but in the past, before the pandemic, there could travel frequently to family reunion. They come to here. They went to Romania three times.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you had your family coming over for three times for a month or so?
Yeah, something like this.
But basically, for the past 7 years, have you had a full year with your son?
Yeah. You really exactly hit my pinpoint. It's a bad part for me as a father.
So this is, when you were talking earlier about sacrifice, this is what sacrifice is to you.
Yes.
But it's worth it?
But for short period, no. But for longer period, yes.
Because you're going to show him an example.
Yes. The thing is, I think definitely compared the economy and the conditions of life, non-China is much better, right? But since I also want to keep working hard.
I know families in China are working hard to offer their children a much better life. And things have changed dramatically for the past 20 years.
Exactly. So now the thing is, if we reach this part, I think I could overconfidence to see I reached. But the thing is, right now is I also want to for his life, what it will be.
Exactly. Because it's no longer about survival now in China.
Yes.
When I traveled there, I've looked at the cities, the smaller cities, and I even looked while we were traveling by train on the fields. I couldn't see the poverty I heard about. So I'm sure not everyone is doing very good, but still it's way, way better than we used to hear about China. So life is getting better and better there, isn't it?
Yes. Another thing I think is that really for China, no one now have the concern about the survive.
So it's not about survival.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into politics or the social system and all that because it's a very complicated topic. And I'm not sure you're going to be able to answer. But just thinking on survival and school and having a better life, from what I'm reading and what I'm understanding about Chinese society is that nowadays, families are working harder than ever, not for survival, but to offer their children an opportunity for a far better life than they have today. Why is that important? Why is that so important? Because even though you no longer have a single child rule now, many people don't choose to have a second child.
But still, I have two friends. They are preparing to have the third one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's to be dependent on the individuals. That's not a kind of will be a common law. It will not be. But the thing is, different people have different situation, right?
Okay.
So back to your question, let me give you an example. If you are a heavy train driver, you accelerate this train to 100 kilometers per hour, right? If you now jump out of the train, the train will keep its speed or will be stopped.
Depends on the dead man pedal. If there's no control, it's going to stop.
Yeah, no control. There are no autopilot.
So
no autopilot. Okay, so that will be stopped, right?
Okay.
So you want this train will be stopped, or you want to keep accelerating or keep running?
Okay, the train should keep running. I don't know.
Okay, and definitely you someday you need to leave this train.
Yes.
Who will take it to keep driving this train? Is your son or someone else, right?
Okay.
Okay. How you keep him to stay there and put the foot on the panel? You must be a good example.
Okay.
Right. Since if you want something, you need to devote something.
Okay. So the power of example. But you can give the power of example of working on a farm or working in technology.
Yeah.
And achieving great things.
Yeah. The thing is, yes, you need to give him this kind of. How to see the example? I'm not asking him to work in the phone business anymore. This is to say, hey, no matter for what kind of job or career, what you should be, right?
Okay.
Highly involved, serious, honest, and keep working hard.
No matter if that you're gonna leave your family behind for.
Yeah,
a very long time.
Yeah, no, the things also depend. And also, I also have colleagues, right? They also create and back to home also. The things I intersect to my wife and my son, they could afford this.
Okay.
Yeah, they gave me a huge support for my dream. Let's see.
So they also support your dream.
Yeah.
What about your wife's dream? What does she dream of?
I know what her dream is, but maybe next time we can talk about that.
Okay. I know, I don't want to go into that. I know it's private matters, it's family, but I'm glad we managed to understand also a little bit about the person, the human being behind, let's say, just having the Chinese manager of a Chinese company in a faraway land. So I'm actually grateful for the time for what you've been sharing. I could see that you're trying to be open. I'm also sad that we cannot talk about some topics which are very, very important about social systems and politics and even war nowadays. Mm-hmm. Those are pain points which, unfortunately, I'm sure we cannot talk about. But maybe in this lifetime we will be able to also talk about these things, even though they might hurt us. Thank you, Zach.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you.
And I'm going to switch now to Romanian to say goodbye to our viewers. Yeah. Așadar, vă mulțumesc că m-ați urmărit. Sper că v-a fost de folos. Așa arată un interviu nescriptat cu un om pe care îl apreciez, pentru că este cât se poate de deschis în condițiile date. Îi mulțumesc încă o dată lui Zachary Jean. am zis bine, care este, încă o dată, v-am spus la începutul interviului, șef pe o regiune întreagă pentru brandul Honor, care cumva preluă ștafeta de pe urma brandului Huawei, deși sunt companii separate astăzi. Cât de separate, asta decide, vedem fiecare cu toții și cu siguranță vă mai povesti despre telefoane, dar astăzi am vrut să vă arăt un chinez care face business, care călătorește în multe locuri din lumea asta și este destul de deschis în a povesti despre cultură și despre viață și despre lucruri de felul ăsta. Și dacă ți-a plăcut interviul, eu cred că merită un like sau un share și un subscribe dacă nu ai făcut-o deja. Și mai ales trebuie să le mulțumesc membrilor noștri care au văzut și acest interviu în avans pentru că ne susțin cu donațiile lor lunare. Vă mulțumim foarte mult și până data viitoare să vă fie numai bine!